today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Congratulations on this great Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Muslims, Christianity, and all free men of the world. Today, Sunday, is the first of Jamadi Uthani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the fourth of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. I entitled this part, Mary, the Blessed. Mary was a righteous woman whose mother had dedicated her to God's service even before she was born. As a young woman, Mary sought to purify herself further for her Lord. She withdrew from her people to a sanctuary in the East where she could meditate in seclusion and peace. During this period, Angel Gabriel visited her in the form of a man. He comforted her, declaring that God sent him to announce the glad tidings of a son. Stunned, Mary asked how this was possible since no man had ever touched her. Gabriel replied, "This is how Allah, God, creates what He will. When He has ordained something, He only says, 'Be,' and it is." That was from chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 47. Shortly thereafter, the Quran recounts that Mary returned to her community carrying the child, Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary. Quoted from Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 45. People accused her of being unchaste. Gabriel had already instructed her to abstain from conversation. Holy Quran, chapter 19, verse 26. So Mary simply pointed towards the child.
And one of the finest examples of humbleness that we have is Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. He shows you how to be a humble human being. You know, what's interesting when you examine the life of Jesus, the way he lived demonstrates to you that he wasn't God. He was a servant of God. First of all, who did he pray to if he's God? Number two, we see that Jesus was so humble. The Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, teaches us that Jesus once said that I sleep not on a comfortable bed or mattress. I sleep on the ground. And my blanket is not that very cozy, expensive blanket made of fur or whatever. My blanket is the sky. Jesus used to sleep on the ground under the sky. That's how humble he was. And my pillow is not that fluffy, comfortable pillow. It's the rocks. He used to sleep on stones and rocks. And I don't have any means of transportation except my two legs. That's how I travel. But then you know what he says? Then Jesus says, "But there is no one on the face of the planet who is richer than me." See the beauty of his statement? Why? Because I don't need anything. The more you're in need and enslaved to the materialistic aspect of this lives, the poorer you actually become. And the more you find yourself that you have the willpower and the determination that I will rise above these material objects. I'll sleep on the ground. That's fine. I'm not a king. I don't need to be a king. Because I want to live like the poor. Because I'm a leader for the poor. There is no one richer than me. And really, that's true humbleness. Why did he wash the feet of his disciples? Why? According to Prophet Muhammad, he quotes Jesus, peace be upon him, as saying, when he washed the feet of his disciples initially, they did not accept. Oh, Jesus, you're our prophet, we follow you, and you're washing our feet? Impossible. Impossible. We won't allow you to do that. He told them, no, I am being humble with you, so you become humble with the people. I'm teaching you. This is peace, Jesus, peace be upon him. The symbol of humility and humbleness. Jesus is the perfect example of the servant of God. One who worships God. And he teaches us how to worship the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty God.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah.
Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. And listen to this part entitled Jesus' Miracles and Message. God granted Jesus many miracles which began right after his blessed birth. The Quran testifies that in defense of his mother and of the truth, Jesus spoke as an infant, saying, I am a servant of God. He has granted me this scripture and made me a prophet, and he made me blessed wherever I may be. He commanded me to pray, to give alms as long as I live. Chapter 19 of the Holy Quran, verses 30 and 31. This miraculous speech silenced the detractors. When he came of age, Jesus began to travel and speak throughout the land of Palestine. He taught the scripture that Allah sent to him, known as the Injil, good news or gospel, which confirmed the truth of previous holy books. Jesus taught that love and mercy overcome hate and anger. He stressed that only true and sincere faith in the Creator and obedience to Him can bring a person's salvation in this life and the hereafter. To reinforce His message, God granted Him the ability to perform miracles. He healed the sick, uplifted the distressed, and revived the dead. All of these miracles happened with Allah's permission, and Jesus never took credit for them himself. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, and in this episode, we're speaking about Jesus, Messiah. Restoring Jesus' legacy. Muslims believe that every nation received a messenger from Allah. Just like the prophets before him, Jesus' message lasted in its original purity for a period of time, but the scripture he received was slowly altered, and his original call to absolute monotheism became corrupted. 6 centuries after Jesus, Allah sent his last messenger, Muhammad, and revealed his final scripture known as the Quran. Prophet Muhammad was sent to all of humanity, and he confirmed the miraculous birth of Jesus, the miracles he performed, and the essential truth of the messenger that Allah chose to reveal through Jesus. Today, Muslims seek to follow the original message of Jesus and all the prophets before him, as confirmed by God's final messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Islam literally means submission to Allah and is the same way of life followed by the messengers of God. Only by following the original call of God's messengers can we find clear direction and tranquility in our lives, inshallah.
On the evening of her delivery, Mary found herself on the outskirts of Jerusalem, walking somberly toward the temple with Jesus in her arms. When she reached the temple, she could feel the people's glances striking her like pointed arrows. Whose child was she carrying, they must have thought. Did she commit adultery, they must have wondered. The eager mob berated her, saying, Ya Maryamu, laqad ji'ti shay'an fariya. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in, wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. O Mary, you have done something unusual. O sister of Aaron, your father was not a philanderer, nor was your mother an adulteress. The people became increasingly impatient with what they viewed as Mary's impudence. She refused to talk. They were accusing her of fornication, yet she did not speak a word in her own defense. She simply pointed at the newborn, as if to refer everyone's addresses to him. They protested incredulously, "How can we speak to one who is yet an infant in his cradle?" Then he spoke, "Mary's son, Jesus, an infant swaddled in his mother's arms, spoke to them as a grown man would speak. With poise and a resonant voice, he announced, Inni Abdullah, atani al-kitaba waja'alani nabiyya, waja'alani mubarakan aynama kunt. I am a servant of God. He has given me the book and made me a prophet, and he has made me blessed wherever I may be." When the Holy Prophet ﷺ was asked what Jesus meant when he said, "And he has made me blessed wherever I may be," the Holy Prophet explained that he meant that God made me beneficial to people wherever I go, that he has given me the privilege to be at the service of his creation. Jesus expended great effort to train and nurture his followers. He paid special attention to his disciples so that they could continue his mission after him. He would take them with him wherever he went and draw lessons from the world around. On one occasion, they walked along the coast of a nearby sea. Each person had his own rations of food with him. Jesus took a small loaf of bread, which was part of his ration for the journey, and flung it into the water. When his disciples questioned him about this, he replied, "I did this so the creatures of the sea could eat it. The reward for such an act before God is great." With that simple act of charity, Jesus hoped to teach his disciples and all of humanity an important lesson on self-sacrifice and kindness to all of God's creation. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.